Well, Telstra will appear before a Senate inquiry this week to answer questions about its outage last week. Federal Minister Jason Clare, speaking on Sky News, says the company is facing a potential fine of $30 million.
It could potentially be a fine of $30 million. That's what the law is now. You know, this is serious. People could have died. Telstra's let a country down. Triple O shouldn't go down.
So would domestic mobile roaming have helped with reducing the impacts of the outage? The nation's leading communications advocacy group says it's time to take another look at it, a decade after it was ruled out by the consumer watchdog. Carol Bennett is the CEO of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, which has released a new report showing increased public support for domestic roaming when systems go down. Carol, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What do we mean by domestic roaming and how would it be used?
Well, domestic mobile roaming lets a phone connect to any available network when a customer's own provider has no coverage in that area. So it's used around the world. New Zealand, Canada, comparable countries are already doing this. We don't need any additional infrastructure to do this. We've got the towers. We've got the infrastructure in place. It's a case of urging or requiring the telcos to share it.
What's the pushback here? Why hasn't it happened?
Well, look, some providers have more advantage in the market by owning more of the terrestrial infrastructure than others. So there is a pushback. So certainly Telstra is in that situation. But look, if network outages are inevitable, and given the complexity of the system that the telcos argue now, no amount of fines or incentives are going to change. That is what they say. Well, you know, should the public and businesses be expected to have multiple networks available to them? Do we have to go and sign up to several different plans to ensure that we have the reliability of the system, or should we put the onus on the telcos to share their infrastructure? And if it can be done elsewhere in the world, it can be done here.
Who pays for it if we're roaming our phone domestically?
Well, if we're roaming our phone domestically, you know, it's a case of just requiring the telcos who've got the infrastructure in place to have to share it. I guess, you know, there would be some arrangements that would need to be made around, you know, sharing of infrastructure that is owned by particular telcos, but it can be done.
So would there be costs to the consumer?
Well, I think there's cost to the consumer already. I mean, if we're having the sort of outages we saw last week, this is a huge issue, and it's a huge issue for safety, but it's a huge issue for businesses. I mean, last week we saw rail networks go down, public transport. We saw payment systems not working. We saw freight systems grind to a halt. I mean, these are massive economic impacts on the entire community, not to mention, you know, people losing work, people not being able to get their kids to school. All of the impacts of that are enormous. I mean, the question is, can we afford not to have domestic mobile roaming?
So is it something that a consumer would choose to have on their phone, or it would be an automatic default across the system?
It's an automatic default across the system. So the Minister for Communications, Annika Wells, has she's asked the telcos during the disaster season coming up to actually put in place temporary disaster roaming arrangements, which would ensure that the telcos then have to share their networks in the situation where there's a flood or a fire or some kind of emergency. So that's for emergency situations only. But there's no reason this shouldn't be done under usual circumstances. So there is a trial, I believe, underway through the University of Technology Sydney, and the telcos are trying to collaborate to work out how this would be conducted during the disaster season. So I expect that, you know, that should be something that we could do domestically for all circumstances.
The ACCC ruled against domestic mobile roaming in 2017 following an inquiry. What were the reasons presented?
Well, the reasons were to encourage competition in the market. But what we've seen, and the OECD this year has actually said, there is still a lack of competition. And that's a direct driver of Australia's high mobile prices. So that was back in 2016. We're 10 years on. Competition clearly hasn't worked as well as it should. And, you know, now it probably needs to be revisited.
Carol, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Sally.